The A's and the Mariners from Safeco Field on Tuesday as we pick it up top to Oakland in a 1-0 hole until Ryan Healy digs in.
Next offer, swing and a drive deep to left field by Healy, and the Oakland Athletics have a 2-1 lead. And this one, I believe, did it go in the upper deck in left field? It did. Ryan Healy with his 7th home run of the season, upper deck. Straightaway left field, 2-1 Oakland.
One out. Here comes the first pitch for Mattson. Swinging a ground ball, chopping to the shortstop. Rosales flips to second for one, on to first base. And it's in time for the double play. Scott Servais has popped up the dugout steps, left arm extended. We will see. Very close at first base.
Hopefully the umpires with maybe even more angles, because they'll get the two that we've seen, plus they'll get more from the A's telecast as well.
Here we go.
Sets. Here we go.
He is safe. This is a tie game.
Whoa. And the 1-1 pitch, swing and a high fly ball deep to right field. Joyce to the warning track, to the wall, looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Seager does it again in the bottom of the eighth inning. Last night, a home run in the eighth. Tonight, a home run in the eighth. Last homestand, a home run in the eighth inning to help beat Texas. This one gives the Mariners a 5-4 lead. Here's the pitch, swung on, well hit ball, deep to right field. Gamble going back to the warning track, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Matt Joyce with a line drive, 2-run home run just over the wall in right field, and the A's regain the lead 6-5 here in the top of the ninth inning. The runners go, the 3-2 pitch, swung on, well hit ball, deep into the gap in left center field. Dyson on the run to the warning track, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Mark Canna with a 3-run home run here in the top of the ninth inning. And the A's now lead it by a score of 9-5 for Canna, his first home run of the year.
Scott Servais is still searching for answers for his struggling bullpen, as the M's could not pin down a 5-4 lead entering the ninth, and fell by a 9-6 final. The Seattle skipper shared his thoughts following the game.
You know, disappointing finish. Our guys really hung in there and battled to get us in a good spot. Obviously, huge home run by Seager again. With where we were at going into the game, we talked before, earlier today that we were going to be, our bullpen was thin tonight, and thought Altuviel did a good job, putting Cishek in that spot. It's tough. It is. He hasn't been back here a long time, but he's been out there before, and you're just hoping you can get through it. And unfortunately, we just didn't get the final three outs and put the nail in the coffin, because our guys really did battle after not really doing much the first six innings. So disappointing end to that one. Well, he certainly hot it in the eighth inning. There's been no doubt. He's gotten big home runs there for us and really been clutch, and stepped up and had good at bats. So, power stroke starting to come for him, which is a great sign. It's a good sign. Chase hung in there, made a few mistakes. He paid for it, got behind in the count. The A's doing a good job kind of working the count and getting it into their favor, and then, jumping on fastballs if you do make a mistake. So, but he did. He gave us a chance. We needed to get six innings out of him tonight, and he did do that. So he's learning.
Chase DeYoung had an up-and-down outing on Tuesday, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits through 6 frames and settling for a no decision against the A's. He shared his post-game thoughts.
Definitely some growth, especially later in, be able to kind of, get hit around a little bit, give up a couple runs and be able to work through it. Chooch stuck with me back there and, essentially got me through 6. Like you said, I was able to cover those, and I know that was very important going into this game tonight. We needed it. Bullpen's been pretty heavily worked. I was happy to be able to go out there and give them 6. Obviously, we would like to not have the A score as many runs, but just be able to keep the team in the game that long. I was pretty proud of the way I finished. I walked up the tunnel after the 4 innings, and I just talked to myself saying I didn't get here by pitching tentatively. I need to go out there and be aggressive and just go after guys. And sure enough, went out there. We've been working on some things mechanically, just kind of reminding myself, get over the rubber and compete like hell down the slope. And that's what got me through the last two. I feel like they may have brought a similar approach. I was much more efficient in Oakland. My first pitch strikes were much better there coming in. But tonight, they really weren't swinging early. I wasn't around the zone the first four innings as efficiently as I would have liked to have been, trying to get early contact like that. So they didn't have to keep the same approach with me. They kind of waited for me to come to them, and that's when I, got hurt.
Christian Bergman takes the mound on Wednesday as he battles Jesse Hahn.